Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in this morning to this second edition. I wish it were an addiction. The second edition of my program, The Bigger Picture. This section entitled It Is What It Is, here on wonderful WCGA, wonderful Coastal Georgia AM 1100. And this final four series is kind of a anecdotal summation, conversational summation of everything that has been discussed now in the previous 34 shows. And it's aimed in the past, has been aimed in the past at guys, at men. That's my military and civilian commercial pilot background. It's a very male environment. I have six sons, and it just, it is what it is. That's my world. But a couple of folks have pointed out that, well, maybe I need to be a little less aggressive in my speech. It'll be hard, but. And also to be more inclusive and speak to the spirit of a woman, as a couple of folks have said. Now, I've got a point of clarification here because the question has been raised, who's this powerful person, this woman you're talking about? Well, when I say the world's most powerful woman, I'm speaking about my wife of forever. Well, let's call it at least 53 years now, according to the documents. And this wonderful lady who was created to raise boys, raised six. Actually, we lost a little boy prenatally. But she was raised, she was created to raise boys and did just a marvelous, marvelous job. And then somebody else said, what's Nurse Gimpy? Well, Nurse Gimpy is a wonderful gal named Sandra who was a nurse all her life and has those attributes that nurses have. And I used to have a lot of interaction with flight nurses on aerovac missions, and some of the doctors were less than stellar. But if you had yourself a good chief nurse, a flight nurse, you knew the flight was going to be easy because they knew their stuff. They're proactive. They understood men. A lot of those guys coming out of Vietnam in the back of an airplane with all sorts of horrible wounds were so glad to have these wonderful flight nurses that smelled good and looked good and treated them properly. And my hat's off to them. And anyway, Sandra, it was a nurse. And she hurt herself, and she's been kind of limping around. So I said, oh, you're very gimpy. So the diminutive became Gimpy, hence Nurse Gimpy. So that's what that is. But two wonderful, wonderful ladies that are actually the reason I'm doing this series of shows. My wonderful wife, Cindy, and our good friend from high school and other points of life, Sandra, we call Nurse Gimpy. And so I'm thanking them again on air this morning for their service and acknowledging that without the gals in this world, nothing would happen. The loving, patient service that my wife has done and that Sandra did with her husband and prior to his death and she did to my wife's sister is amazing. Women are marvelous, those that are in the harness of God's word and who understand the importance of their role and are willing to do it. There are those that out there that aren't, however. There are those who spurn the heavenly virtues of humility, chastity, charity, gratitude, temperance, patience, and diligence. Those that don't like those four natural virtues of prudence, temperance, humility and justice, or just those of the church, the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love, or charity. We have young women in our culture today because of lack of fathers in the home to train them. You know, moms have a special relationship with dads, with their sons, and dads have a special relationship with their daughters. I think if you review those successful families where those interactions take place, you will see that is a veritas. It is very true. And apparently because we've not had good men in the homes, we have created a nation of young women who are aggressive, angry, strong-willed, stupid, seeped in Marxism, and are the backbone of the the Democrat Party in America, of whom Mark Levin says the Democrat Party hates America. And I agree with him by something I read a long time ago that I read on here in the previous program. Democrats are worthless, they're useless. If you're a Democrat, you need to repent, because if you're a practicing Democrat and fully aligned with their platform, then the fact that you claim to be a Christian will soon be revealed to you when you stand before the judgment seat. You cannot be a practicing Democrat and a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, brother, you raised some trouble. Yeah, I stand by the statement. I'll prove it biblically. You cannot be a Democrat. I'm sorry, ladies, I'm getting upsided here. You cannot be a Democrat and belong to the body of Jesus Christ. You can't. Just starting with aborting babies and supporting something other than the binary system that God ordained, with one man and one woman joined together for the physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually as often as they are given the opportunity. Men must be men. Women must be women. When men aren't men, and women aren't the traditional women that my grandmother, my mother, my grandmothers, and others before them were, and that my own wife is, and that Sandra is, and that Patricia, who I talked with yesterday, was, it just doesn't work. Listen, I'm going to address these ladies now, assuming that the men just don't listen very well. But I wrote a mercy checklist a few years ago. I'm a pilot, so I'm used to checklists, and particularly a mercy checklist. And those actions that had to be taken without thought when something happened, like the engine blows up at rotation in bad weather, you don't have time to reach for the checklist. You just have to know rule one is maintain aircraft control, and then identify there is a fire, which engine's on fire, identify the handle you're going to pull the handle, then hit the fire extinguisher button, keep that airplane climbing, then when you're stable, refer to checklist. So here's a mercy checklist for those times of moral failure as our country is in right now in family crisis. The first step is absolutely maintain focus on the fatherhood of God. Know that your Father is walking out, looking out for you and wants your best. Refer immediately to John chapter 14 through 17. He is your unfailing source of power. He is your strength and guarantee of eternal safety. He is the one whose character is your standard for behavior in this crisis, and men particularly pay attention to that. Step two of the emergency checklist for moral failure in family crisis: affirm your relationship with Jesus Christ. Review John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Understand that He, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only way to your Father, and discuss your present relationship with Him on that prayer phone that all of us have. All we have to do is pick up and talk into it. Step three, access the power of the Holy Spirit that is within you if you are a believer. Focus on Him working through you. Trust Him to speak your words or to shape your thoughts or to guide your actions. Trust that He will lead you to Father God to resolve the matter. Deny defeat and claim victory through Him. Press on. Understand that Satan opposes you at all times. Refer now to John chapter 1, 2, and 3, or John's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John about the gospel of love. Resist the evil one using the above step 3 as often as necessary. That's access the power of the Holy Spirit. Number 5, initiate designated appropriate male authority. Ensure that your male authority is on and operating if you're a fella, not just because you feel like one. Review Psalms 139 and 119, and in that order to refine your maleness. You are fearfully and wonderfully made as a man. And Psalms 119 gives us all sorts of instructions to how to live our lives. Ensure your attitude is fully in sync with those above chapters that I just said. those of Psalms 139 and Psalms 119. Recheck that last step for confirmation of completeness. Proceed to review the following checklist. Checklist Matthew 19, 3 through 9, and Mark 10, 1 through 12. Checklist at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 through 16, or checklist at 1 Peter 3, 7 through 9. If you want a copy of these, they'll be available to you at the radio station. 6, joyfully acknowledge and defend the female domain. Men, women, punch your husbands in the ribs if they're not listening. Joyfully acknowledge and defend the female domain. Review the rules of the home that are given in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. A woman manages the home. She is the heart and soul of the home. Honor her. Let her children rise up and call her blessed. Do all you can to assist her to develop a gentle, quiet spirit in herself. Speak to her in loving tones. Do not harshly criticize her. She is inclined by God's design for her to want to please you and do what needs to be done. Speak to her in loving, compassionate, quiet tones. Allow her spirit to empower you to do your spiritual battle. That's her job. Cooperate with her desire to reproduce physically. She wants to have children. She wants to have children in herself. Affirm her beauty and your undesiring desire for her. Let her know that she makes your tea sweat, that your passion for her is unrestrained, and then instill a sense of security in her by ensuring that step one is done. Maintain focus on fatherhood of God. And then lastly, review the checklist daily and cross-check against the whole Word of God. All right, here we go now into segment 2. I hope you'll come back. God bless you. Bye-bye.